Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. Today, I have a fun interview that I want to share with you. It was recorded back in 2016, and it's all about adult reading. And the reason why I want to share this interview is because I mentioned and alluded a few times how my reading life changed. So back in 2016, I had a show called Say Yes, and it was bite-sized conversations with interesting individuals about their Say Yes moments. So we chatted about like learning how to knit, learning how to speak Italian, and adult reading. And so I invited April to come on the show. She had a couple of Say Yes moments, and one of them was adult reading. And I was curious because I'm a reader. And so we had a similar experience where we both read when we were growing up, and then grad school happened and we just stopped reading. And then we moved to New York and we started reading again. And so I was very curious about this experience, about like reading, discovering as an adult, and what was the joy of it. And I did not realize how much impact it would create. So the way it impacted this interview was that she shared with me BookTube. And so at the time, I was like, I had no idea what I wanted to read next. I would, at the point of my life, I was like looking for authors and just reading their backlist, reading for popular books, and looking at whatever they wrote. And so I was like, I did not know, where can I get recommendations? So she shared BookTube with me. And I was like amazed about all the recommendations. And let me tell you, I took this in stride. So at the time when this podcast started, I was unemployed. I was in between jobs. I love a job that I hated. And I wanted to move to Chicago, but I didn't have the courage to move to Chicago. You know, it's like, it's really hard to move to a new place. And I was just like, okay, I'm just going to try to get a creative project in New York. And that's the beauty of it. New York is like the energy. It's like, you just make it happen. You create something. So I created this podcast and I interviewed a bunch of interesting people. And this was like 6 months. I was fun employed. And I was like, this is great. I was like interviewing all these people and I was having fun. And I ended up planning a trip. It's a little trip for the first time. To Europe. So I was like, I'm just going to go to Europe. I had like no job, like no responsibilities. I had bills and I was paying them. But I was like, somehow I just made it work. So I went to Europe. And so before that trip to Europe, I interviewed April. And so she shared with me BookTube and shared with me some recommendations on books. So I ended up reading her reading list while I was in Europe. And I was like amazed at how amazing these books were. So I was like, okay, this is what I'm going to do next. So I ended up getting a job at the time where it was like, it was a temp job. It was a contract, like really easy, 9 to 5. But I only had work for like a couple hours. And that was a struggle that I had in the previous job where I did not have a lot of work to do. And I spent a lot of time on Facebook. So it's just like, I did not want to spend time on Facebook. So in that job, in the second job, the one that I had from 2016, 2017, I ended up reading. So I ended up reading from my phone. And it was a game changer. So that year, from May till December, I read like 260 or 270 something books. And I was like basically consuming a book a day. I was like looking at BookTube. I was like, I had my BookTubers like Jessica, Carol, Peru's Project. I had those BookTubers and I was reading whatever they recommended. And I was just like, it was amazing. And then 2017, I decided I didn't want to do the podcast because it was taking away from my reading time. So I was like, I'm just going to cut the podcast. Even though it was bringing a lot of joy, it was really popular. Like I had sponsors, I had like a whole lot of downloads. I was just like not happy with it. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to quit it. So I did. And then I just started reading again. So that 2017, I didn't start this podcast until December. So that year, I read 362 books. I was like basically consuming one book a day. I discovered Bookstagram and I started to just like diving into what was available. I discovered NetGalley and I started to see what it was offering. And so it was just like a lot of fun. And I have to tell you, now looking back,
to my reading life, I really miss those days where I was like, it's just reading for the sake of reading. Just reading to discover a new author, discover new series, getting dive into these new worlds. And I read so many addictive series. Like, at that time, they were, like, really addictive. Like, they were just, like, consuming, all-consuming readings. And so, I miss that. I don't know. I think 2021, I'm celebrating a year in Chicago, which is exciting. Like, 5 years later, I'm in Chicago. And I'm excited for it. And the podcast has grown tremendously. And I'm grateful for it. And I'm creating systems that can work. But I think what I'm missing is, like, the reading life that feels like joy. The reading life that feels like, you know, that just feels like good stuff. And I feel better every time I read. I struggle with anxiety, and so reading for me is a meditation. It's a way to connect with something outside of myself. It's a way to get lost in a story. It's a way for me to just explore different aspects of my life. And so I think what I'm going to do is telling out loud, setting the intention of, like, just reading for the sake of reading, reading for joy, reading for fun, reading, letting go of the obligations. Yes, there are obligations that I have to read for the podcast, and we have to read for review, but the reality is that I'm just gonna try to, like, minimize those obligations and try to bring up the things that feel like joy. So as I look back, I'm thinking, you know, what if I just create, like, reading lists that just feels like fun? Like, what if I just pick a book because it just, like, sounds like fun? Like, you know, I'm looking forward going back to the ACOTAR series and reading A Course in Soul of Flames. Like, I've been saving that book for for a few weeks, like, because I read that book, both series. I read them on trips when I was taking to Europe, and I was like, I missed those days where I was, like, going on vacation and reading a book. So I think I'm just gonna treat it like, you know, I'm going on vacation and reading a book because I'm by myself in Chicago. I might as well just read a book because it feels like joy. So, yeah. So, just going to try to do that. Set the intention. So, as you probably listen to the podcast, I decided to leave the audio as it is. So, it's like, this is the whole podcast. It's a 10-minute show. The shows for Say Yes were like 50-minute shows. I do like that format better. And I want to hear from you, like, do you like shorter shows? Do you like longer shows? What show format do you like? I'm not opposed to one or the other. I personally don't like really long shows, like 1 hour, 2 hour longs. Like, I feel like I personally don't have the attention span, but I like, you know, bite-sized episodes, and I like, you know, 30-minute conversations. It just depends. So I want to hear from you. What type of shows do you like? Do you enjoy? I hope you can check out April's business. I'm not sure if she's still doing the business, but I'll post the information in the show notes, what she's been up to 5 years later. But yeah, I hope you enjoy this throwback episode. Hope you take it easy. Okay, bye.
You're listening to Say Yes Podcast, episode 79.
Eleanor Roosevelt once said, "Do one thing that scares you every day." This show is about saying yes to those actions, big and small, that push you closer to who you want to be. Welcome to the Say Yes Podcast, bite-sized conversations about saying yes to a bigger life to inspire you to take action today.
Welcome to the show, guys. So happy to have you all here. This show is sponsored by Say It, Sweat It, and Get It Challenge. Imagine a workout that lifts your heart rate and your spirit. Erin Sutherland's week-long Say It, Sweat It, Get It Challenge is a high-powered mix of heart-pounding movements, music, and mantras. Her challenge will keep you, help you blast calories, and more importantly, helps you bust through the mental blocks holding you back from getting what you want in life. This challenge is unlike anything out there. You're bound to see movement in your body and your life. If you're interested, please sign up at http://bit.ly/sayyesshrink. Again, it's bit.ly/sayyesshrink. I'm going to be doing the challenge with you, so just join me. It's kind of fun. It's 5-minute workouts every day. We get to just sweat it out and just start saying some mantras and just general affirmations and just bust through the calories as well as some mental blocks going on. So I'll be doing this challenge with you. All right, so let's get today's show. Today's show is with April Bowles from the Blacksburg Bell, and I am so excited for the show, and I'll tell you why. We're going to be talking about reading, and I cannot tell you how much joy reading has brought me back in my life. So for the past 6 months, I stopped reading. I was job searching. I was just like trying to do my own thing. And I was depriving myself from things that brought me joy, which is reading was one of them. I tend to love young adult novels, especially those dystopian series. I'm just get caught up with them and I just go down the rabbit hole. So after we record this episode, April actually shared with me about BookTube, which I became in love with, which is YouTube for book lovers. I found that basically my reading list went from 0 to 100 books, and I've been just reading nonstop. I just finished reading the Selection series. I finished reading Rebel Belle, which is another series, a young adult series. So it's kind of fun. So I hope you enjoy the show as much as I enjoy recording it. And let's just get to it. Hi, April. Welcome to Say Yes Podcast.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us who you are and what do you do?
My name is April Bowles Olin, and I am a creative business consultant. I work with female entrepreneurs to help them build the businesses of their dreams around the lives that they really want to live.
That is awesome. So tell us, why did you say yes to?
I would love to. I became an adult reader.
Okay, tell us all about that.
Okay, so as a kid, I loved reading. Loved it. I was always stuck in a book. I remember my parents used to go to yard sales every weekend, and I would just stay in the car reading the entire time along with them. Or when we would go on vacations, I was looking forward to it so much because I would just lay in the back seat and read book after book after book as we're driving to the beach for 8 hours.
Yeah.
And I don't really know what happened. In middle school, high school, I kind of fell out of love with reading. One thing is that the books that I was reading in school, I just wasn't enjoying as much.
Yeah.
And so I think that that made me feel like, well, maybe I don't love reading as much. Mm-hmm. I think that might be one of the things. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what happened, but I went to college. I went to grad school, and really in college, I probably read maybe 2 or 3 books for fun. And then in grad school, I read a little bit more, but not too much more because I was doing a ton of reading for
grad school.
Yeah. So once I got my first big girl job out of grad school, I was a social worker and I was living in Brooklyn and taking the subway to the Bronx to work. So it was 3 hours total of travel time on the subway. And there wasn't much to do. I couldn't get on the internet. I couldn't, you know, there wasn't much to do. So I started reading again and realized how much I missed it. And when I started reading again, I couldn't believe that I hadn't been doing it for such a large chunk of time. I can't even imagine now not doing it. But anyways, that's the reading story.
That is awesome. Yeah, I can identify with your story because I, you know, in my vacations, I remember when I was a kid, I was just reading a book. I was in Disney World and I was reading a book. Like, that was like pretty much my thing. And then I stopped because I was in graduate school, so I didn't have enough time to read books. And it wasn't until I moved to New York and I had a similar situation in commuting. There was nothing to do in the subway other than just wait for an hour to get to where you need to go. So reading became kind of like the thing that I started going back to. So talk to us about books. Like, what are your favorite books? What type of books do you read?
So, okay, I'm going to admit this. My favorite type of book really is young adult fiction.
Me too. Oh my God.
Really?
Yes.
It's so awesome. Funny.
Me too. I'm like obsessed with young adults. I'm so bad.
Me too. I love it. And when I was, another thing that I think got in the way of my love of reading was that when I was in middle school, high school, and even college, young adult, there was no young adult section in the bookstore. It wasn't a thing. And it wasn't really a thing until Twilight blew up, which happened when I was in graduate school. So
yeah,
I don't know if I was also not you know, I couldn't find the books that I really would connect to. I think that that was another piece of it as well. Yeah. So I love young adult. That's my favorite.
I think when I was growing up, it was Sweet Valley High, Babysitter's Club, and then some love story-ish. But it wasn't the same. It wasn't, you know, the young adults that we now have, which is a whole world full of books, you know. So which ones are so far your favorites that you can mention off the top of your head?
Okay, so obvious is Harry Potter. I love Harry Potter.
Too. What's your favorite Harry Potter book? You gotta pick a child.
I think I would say the first one just because it helped me to fall back in love with reading and because it transported me to just a different place, a completely different place. And the feeling that I got from reading Harry Potter is so different than any other feeling that I get when reading a book. It gives you those such good feelings.
That's so good. All right. Next, what other series or other books do you enjoy?
Okay. So I love Sarah J. Maas. I like her books, the Throne of Glass series and the A Court of Thorns and Roses series. I love Stephanie Perkins. Her books are Anna and the French Kiss and Lola and the Boy Next Door and Isla and the Happily Ever After. I like Mary Pearson's Kiss of Deception trilogy that she has. I like Katie McGarry's books. I tend to go between romance and fantasy and with a little bit of dystopian.
Oh, this is awesome. So have you read the Selection series?
I have. That was another one.
It's so good. I know.
Fun story. That author lives in my town.
Oh, really? That is such a small world.
I've met her in person.
Oh my gosh. That is awesome.
Yeah. It's really cool. Yeah. I love the Selection series.
Yeah. That's like a good series. Good dystopian / meets The Bachelor.
It is really good.
Awesome. So how has your life transformed as a result of saying yes?
Well, I would have to say that really I'm just happier. Mm. I really love reading so much that if I get an hour a day to read, I'm a happier person.
Wow.
And I love to be transported to another world. I think it makes me more sympathetic and empathetic to people because you read from other people's points of view. And you can see how somebody else's life might be like, and it makes me more creative. It definitely makes me a better writer. But really and truly, the main thing that it does for me is makes me happier.
That's amazing. Yeah, I feel like there's something to be said when you meet other readers that there's a level of happiness that happens because you get to just be transported to a different world and get to just be in a different space.
Yes.
So it's awesome. Tell us how you can connect with you online.
Sure. You can find me at blacksburgbell.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Once you connect with fellow romance readers and make new friends, get weekly book recommendations, attend monthly meetups, then join our Patreon community. You can join at whatyourextblog.com/Patreon. Romance lovers, check out Queen Bee Reads Etsy shop for cute and comfortable bookish apparel. The shop also features social justice apparel and fun items from some of your favorite TV shows like The Schitt's Creek and The Office. Use code WHATTORead10 to save. Visit whatyourextblog.com/QueenBeeReads. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Discover new podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new.
please visit whatyourneedsblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great greeter is waiting for you.